The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
On today's show, we are continuing our time with Pibby Mayfield interviewing David LaRude on his years working the Becker County Ice Harvest.
The best part of the day was noon. We could buy our meals there for 50 cents.
Oh, wow.
And they fed like we were kings. Most of it was starch.
Yep.
Potatoes and gravy and meat and very good food.
Mm-hmm.
And we could eat as much as we wanted, you know. And then, I never got cold on the job except my feet, because we had these clamps that went under our clamped around to keep from sliding.
Right.
And then we'd have when we got the doorway built, we would take our ice tongs and chisel in so our feet would be sitting like that.
Oh my gosh.
So that, you know, you could. Otherwise, you just go across with the cake.
Right.
I know the first cake I grabbed, I almost went through the door with it. But you soon learn how to to do that. And Dick up there, he had a file. And when my tips would get wore down on my tongs,
mm-hmm.
he would file them quick, and he took care of that part of it for us guys.
Yeah.
And after a while, the tongs being curved,
right?
These were big ones. They mm-hmm. were, you know, they were large. And then we'd have to find a crack in the floor on the tramway, put them in, and bend them back. Pretty much learned how to have your tongs bent so that they were effective.
Mm-hmm.
When we got good enough at it, on the second roll, we'd leave the tongs half open and just grab us one and hook it in the ice cake and swing it around.
Oh, yeah.
Showing off, I guess.
Did you enjoy doing the work?
I did.
Yeah?
I did enjoy it. Excuse me, I did enjoy it. It was very hard. I know the second morning when I woke up, I didn't know how I was going to get out of bed. I mean, I was, holy cow, stiff, hurt. Yeah. Used up a lot of Bengay or some such. Get me a limbered up enough to where I could go to work. But I was used to that from the silo company, too, because every spring, the first load we took out, we'd unloaded by hand, of course.
Yeah.
And before we got back to Detroit Lakes, we were starting to get pretty stiff. it was a job of necessity rather than something you would choose to do for a career, you know.
Right. Do you have any idea how much you got paid during the ice harvest?
I was trying to think of it. I know we got, the first year I worked at the silo company, I got 90 cents an hour. The next year I got $1.05. And on the ice harvest, I think we got $1.45 or $1.65.
Wow.
They paid pretty well.
Yeah.
At that time. I think we quit around 4 o'clock in the afternoons because got dark pretty
early. Right, that's what I was going to say. I suppose it was dark soon after.
And Highway 10 at that time, of course, was two lanes.
Right.
And the railroad spur, that they would pull the cars out across the highway and then put new cars back in. That was another thing, too. When you got cars in, you had to check the floors to make sure there wasn't any lumps or bumps or frozen stuff on the floor. Mm-hmm. Because if there was, that ice cake would stick up and the next one would hit it. And
you could have a problem, the whole thing. Yeah.
So there were a lot of things to look for. And we'd get a little break when they pulled the car out and brought some new ones in. It didn't take them very long to do it. And one other interesting thing was that cripple pile I was talking about one time. It had really gotten huge. And we went to Holman. I think we worked Saturdays or two.
Probably.
And we went home Saturday evening. Monday morning when we come to work, the pile had just kind of, it had warmed up, I think, in a little, and the pile had just kind of, and it was down across the railroad tracks and it was all over the place and they had to get clean that up before we could get cars put in.
Were there any big accidents or anything when you were working?
Well, there was one tragedy. I'm not sure if this happened when I was working there or if it was, I think it had to be when I was working there, or maybe it was a year after I had left, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But one of my schoolmates was in the back seat of a car. His brother was driving, another guy in the front seat, and they got out on the lake doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing. And they fell through the ice, and the two in the front seat got out, and Jimmy McCabe was his name. He drowned, and that was a tragedy. Yeah. He, incidentally, I sat right next to him in history class, Mr. Long's history class, I think, in the 10th grade. So I knew Jimmy real well, nicest kid. Real nice kid. I envied him because his mother made his shirts. And she made the most beautiful Western shirts you could imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's sweet.
Another colorful character that worked on the ice there was Ollie Burns. He for many years was a caretaker of the city dump.
Oh, okay.
And he lived there with the rats. He did. He lived in a little shack out there.
Oh.
And, well, then I think about that time they closed the dump. Anyway, he wound up living at the Colonial Hotel. And he got cleaned up pretty good, and he was out there, and he was, that guy could use as much as four good men, I think. He always said, pass the Murphys. And the potatoes were Murphys.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't know what his job was out there. He wasn't in the cars, I know that.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Please stay tuned for further interviews done by Pippi Mayfield with David LaRude on the Becker County Ice Harvest.
This audio piece was produced in the KKWE studios in Callaway, Minnesota, on the White Earth Reservation. This project is fully funded by a generous grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. If you'd like to hear more, check out our online archive at www.nijiradio.org.